Derek Rice, our head coach for Xaira Elkhorn Kimbleton Volleyball, talking with us today. First of all, coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. How you been?
Doing good. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet, you bet. Some good results here of late, coach. I guess let's just talk a little bit, though, big picture, the full season, kind of what you've been seeing, from your team that you've liked, anything else that you haven't liked, and all points in between there. How have you felt about the season to this point?
Well, we've been on a little bit of a stretch here. We got, I think, a 5-game winning streak going on, so that's always good. We're a pretty young team, so it's nice to see us kind of hitting a little bit of a stride here. We've just got the two upperclassmen on the team, and then we got, Zoe Rasmussen. Well, she started for us last year. She's playing setter this year for us. So that's a totally new position for her. So she's really coming along nicely with that. She's doing a really nice job there. And just those younger girls are getting a lot more experience, getting a little bit better with everything. So yeah, things are going pretty good right now.
What has maybe, in your opinion, been the difference here in this little stretch here of, five consecutive wins? Not only beating, pretty good teams, but like sweeping Glidden-Ralston, Forsett, whatever, Boyer Valley, you take down Woodbine. What's been different, do you think? Is it just these younger girls, gaining that experience, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the experience obviously has helped. But there, that Woodbine match, I think we really kind of hit a point where, the upperclassmen there, Taryn and Jalen in particular, just said, we're just not going to lose anymore. And we'd lost a few matches prior to that, and I think they just had some will and determination, kind of hit a little turning point for us there that we were just weren't going to accept losing close sets and losing close matches anymore. So yeah, there's been some really nice determination on their part, and so that's kind of been a key for us. That, like I say, Zoe just coming around with her setting. She never played setter before in her life, so it's all new to her, and she's just doing a really good job with that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Petersons, Jalen and Taryn. Let's talk a little bit about, obviously you mentioned that, we're not going to lose kind of attitude. They played enough sports where, they have had that mindset, I'm sure, developed over the years in all their sports. So, speak to those two, having those two as leaders and what that has been, for your team.
Well, yeah, Jalen, this is her senior year. She's been starting since she was a freshman, and Taryn as a junior, she's been starting since she was a freshman, let alone all the other sports that they play in and doing well in those sports. So yeah, just being around athletics a lot and just finding that winning attitude, that winning mentality that they've gained through basketball, they've gained through softball, and they've both been to track and gone to state and track as well. So they've had a lot of success, and that just kind of carries over into the volleyball as well.
When it comes to, the rest of the team, we talked about the Petersons, talked about Zoe Rasmussen. Who are some of the other, girls that have been, playing for you in big roles?
Well, I like the way that Brooklyn Snyder's coming around a little bit for us. She plays a role that doesn't get a whole lot of recognition. But she's really doing well with her serve here lately. And she's been doing pretty good all year, but I really like the way her serve is the last couple of matches. So she's doing a good job. And just everybody else. You don't win matches if you don't have a team. So Briley Peterson, Brooklyn Brabham, Aubrey Nelson have all been seeing some good roles for us. And then Joey Carlisle's come in and done a little bit for us as well with serving. That's really contributed to our wins as well.
All right, coach, as the season starts to wind down, regular season anyway, and you got postseason stuff coming up, certainly the Rolling Valley Conference tournament. I guess what are your goals? Have you talked about that with your team? Have the team talked about goals? I mean, what are your thoughts on, kind of what you want to accomplish before it's all said and done?
Well, we came into the season with three particular goals, and they were to win the regular season conference championship, have a winning record, and to get a home regional. And we're still on pace for all three of those. Winning that regular season conference title. We need some help. We need somebody to get Coon for us at least once. So that might be, a tall order, but we're still in line to have a chance at getting a winning record and have a chance getting a home regional yet. So we still got a lot to play for here.
Derek Reischauer again, head coach, Xira Elkhorn-Kimbleton, volleyball coach. I really appreciate the time and wish you and your team the best here as you round out the season.
All right, Derek. Thank you.